Good morning to all of you. It's a sunny Monday morning, so I'm hoping that this week will get us through a lot of work with a lot of goodwill. It's a privilege for me this morning to have been elected chairman of the 13th session of the Trade and Development Commission in the absence of my sister, Ambassador Tarisha Maimuna from Tanzania, who unfortunately could not be in Geneva this week. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, we continue with the election of officers and conclude item one of the agenda, and therefore we will now elect our rapporteur and five vice chairs. For the election of the rapporteur, as you know from the provisional agenda, in accordance with the Commission's cycle of rotation, the rapporteur for the 13th session of the Commission shall come from List B. I'm therefore pleased to inform you that Group B has nominated Mr. Sekin Özbek from the Permanent Mission of Turkey to be elected as rapporteur of this commission. I'm just checking whether there are any other nominations. If none, I'm pleased to declare Mr. Özbek as elected rapporteur of the 13th session of the commission. I take this opportunity to congratulate him on behalf of the commission and invite him to take his seat at the podium. Welcome, Mr. Özbek. We now turn to the organization of work. This meeting is taking place in a hybrid format with physical presence as well. Sorry. I apologize for that. So we proceed with the election of the vice chairs first, which is after consultations, which is the nominations received after consultations with the regional groups. We have received the following nominations. First of all, Mrs. Myra McDonald-Alvarez from Bolivia, Mr. Prasit Suon from Cambodia, Mr. Devra Chakraborty from Bangladesh. Group B and Group D did not nominate vice chairpersons. Can I check whether there are any other nominations? I see no request for the floor. I am therefore pleased to declare elected for the post of vice chairpersons. Her Excellency, Mrs. Myra McDonald-Alvarez from Bolivia, Mr. Prasit Suon from Cambodia, and Mr. Devra Chakraborty from Bangladesh. It is so decided. On behalf of the Commission, I wish to congratulate our Vice Chairs on their election. I know that I can count on your full support. Ladies and gentlemen, I now turn to Agenda Item 2, which is the adoption of the agenda and organization of work. The provisional agenda is contained in document TD/B/C.1/52. May I now invite the Commission to adopt the provisional agenda of the 13th session. Are there any comments on the agenda, please? Thank you. If not, the agenda is adopted. Thank you. I turn next to the organization of work and recall that this meeting is taking place in a hybrid format, with physical presence as well as remote participation using the online platform Zoom. This allows interpretation in six UN languages. The program of the session has been made available at the meeting website and has been circulated electronically to member states. Let me first invite the Secretary General of UNCTAD, Mrs. Rebecca Greenspan, to make an opening statement, to be followed by general statements by regional groups and then individual countries. Thereafter, we will hear two presentations from the officer in charge of the Division on International Trade and Commodities, Ms. Teresa Moreira, and from the Director of the Division on Technology and Logistics, Ms. Shamika Sirimane. In the afternoon, at the first informal meeting, we will take up items 3, 4, and 5, which are devoted to the presentations of the reports of the multi-year expert meetings and of the two intergovernmental group of experts. After these presentations, we will continue with item 8 on the progress report on promoting and strengthening synergies among the three pillars. Under this item, the Secretariat will report on progress made in promoting and strengthening the synergies among the three pillars of the work of UNCTAD in the areas covered by this commission. The Director of the Division on Technology and Logistics and the officer in charge of the Division on International Trade and Commodities will also give presentations on the progress made since the last session of the Commission. Tomorrow is devoted to item 6, which is the role of trade in a development-led global energy transition. We will have two panels to elaborate on this issue. On Wednesday, our discussion will focus on item 7. This is about the geography of trade and supply chain reconfiguration, the implications that this may have for trade, global value chains, and maritime transport. We will also have two panels to address this issue. In terms of outcome of this session, the Commission may wish to adopt a very succinct text of agreed conclusions. I hope to be able to produce this under my responsibility. They will be reflected in the report of this session of the Commission. In addition, I propose to produce a summary of our discussions on all items of our agenda, again under my responsibility, and therefore of a non-binding nature that would impartially cover the progress of our deliberations. The Secretariat will send by Wednesday evening the draft agreed conclusions to all Member States. Groups and regional coordinators will meet among themselves on Thursday and Friday mornings to discuss the draft. We'll have our closing plenary on Friday afternoon, and we are supposed to conclude this 13th session of the Commission by formally adopting agreed conclusions and the report of the session to the Trade and Development Board. Now, in addition, and as you can see in the programme, there will be two side events and one special event that will take place during this week. I strongly encourage your participation in these events. Can I check whether there are any comments on the proposed organisation of our work? I don't see any request online either. It is so decided. It now gives me great pleasure to invite the Secretary General, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, to make an opening statement. I understand this is online through a video presentation. No. Oh, Rebecca. Sorry, darling. I was just, they told you online. Please go ahead.